You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio on DubCNN.com. I'm your boy, Jay Love, and beside me is my partner, Ryan, partner in crime, the one and only, never to be duplicated, Blaze Rock. What's going on, man?
I'm chilling, man. I'm just, you know, keeping it gangster all day long.
That's those MC. That's those Eminem sound effects that you
got. Yeah, man. You know what? I was thinking Missy Elliott, dog. You know what I'm saying? Me, I'm super fly. Yeah.
But it really made me think of, that makes me think in the coming episodes, we're going to play that Renegade, because I haven't heard that in a while. Yeah, but anyway. That's neither here nor there. But what we do have on for this episode, for this show, for this gathering, is some real thought-provoking topics today. I think you guys are gonna enjoy it. Also, we got some definite. We always come with the freshest when it comes to music, so we won't even really. You just know what to expect with us. So, man, I'm looking forward to it, man. How you feeling about today's show?
Man, I'm telling you, it's gonna be a good thing. It's gonna be good times. You know, we gonna do it all day. I just said a bunch of randomness so I can sound like I'm involved with hip-hop. Nah, but it's going to be a good thing. We're going to be talking about some good stuff. We might, you know, we're going to be keeping it 100 like we always do. So I think it's going to be dope.
Cool. So without further ado, we're going to get into a couple of tracks and then dive right on into it. So this first track is from Clyde Carson's featuring Game. You already probably came across it on DubCNN.com. It's called Something to Speak About. And then a dude that I came across, name is David Dallas. This track is called Big Time. So Clyde Carson, David Dallas. It's Microphone Masters Radio on DubCNN.com. Check it out.
Yeah.
I'm Huey P. Newton with Air Force One zone. Dr. Martin Luther King with two guns on. I'm one zone short of a brick, one chronic blunt away from a classic. I'm a motherfucking bastard, literally. I let my lyrics overflow on the page until they spill on the beat. I do what you niggas can't, I am what you niggas ain't. You say you an artist, motherfucker, then paint. That's the baseline, the motivation for Jamie to play Ray Blind. I paint pictures in my mind. Imagine who dead if I see a flat line. You niggas ain't like me. And it's likely that I'm Spike Lee in some coke white Nikes. At the Knicks game with my legs crossed like a boss. How a nigga from Compton become the talk of New York.
We've been broke so long and so hard. Hide from behind my scars. That's something that you think about. Yeah. It was no dough, just hope in my heart. Try to reach for the stars. Now, I'm something you can speak about.
Look into my eyes, ain't too much I ain't seen. Except death in the penitentiary gates, leave my mark on the world before I cut. The artist homie spoke on with the potent brush. Paint a picture of a world made up. I try to be different, but I'm just like them. Fairy tales and fantasies are made up gems. Ain't never went as far as rocking fake ones still. The pressures of life, if that's your career, to say what they want. And not what you feel, what's inside your soul's uncomfortable fear. To let it out, the only way you can clear. Ain't been in a leer, but you could bet I rapped about it. So far, life good without it. Strive for what's great, though the hood is grounded. On punishment, can't leave the block, but I'm bouncing.
We been broke so long and so hard. Hiding from behind my scars. That's something that you think about. No dough, just hope in my heart. Try to reach for the stars. Now, I'm something you can speak about.
Hey, homie, I'm just talking my shit. Everyday hustle, I'm just authoring hits. Scorsese pen, last puffed and flicked. Light up and let the world hear this. Sharp is the guitar that plays in the background. Charm is the baton that's passed from the playground. Youngin' with the slick tongue thuggin'. Years later, open up the oven. Years later, who knew that they loved me and thanked me for everyday hustling? Consider me the king, but I act like I don't want it. Lab rat, elaborate, rapping, performance, stages enormous. Doing my gig, feeling myself like Mac D.R.E. We be the best like Fat Joe DJ. The ghetto to a multi-miller state, to know that we
been broke so long and so hard. Hiding from behind my scars. Something that you think about. Yeah. It was no dough, just hope in my heart. Try to reach for the stars. Now, something you can speak about.
like fool, let me get a few things off the chest. I remember them student days put me to the test. Yes, actually you could say that I put myself through it. How could I be helpful to mom if I ain't self through a tertiary institute? Hold a brother, sister, who did it so? You ain't if you ain't in a living room with bats. Till I'm on a wall, this plaque is a waterfall. What? I don't know. Back chilling on a wall outside of the guidance counselor's office, and he's sitting asking if I know what I'm really wanting out of life. See, I don't know what I want to do or pursue. I just want to make moves with the crew to hit the big time.
Big time, bro, they can see yourself. Big time, big time, big time, big time, big time, big time, bro, they can see yourself.
Maybe I could bag a bag, girl. What you wanna do? Still don't really know. So just grab the university, bro. Saran, I told something at a whim. IT, yeah, I like computer games, but I heard that pay got lower since Y2K. I suck at economics and accounting, so BCom is out, B bursary cut down all the choices. Ain't no medicine, the engineering for me. Now the only small problem is the fees. Cost 3.5 to 5 over 4 years. Yeah, steep, but you should've tried to save before you hit. You gon' need money for textbooks on top of that hit. Here's a discount, copper sheds, cheapen up your bid. Don't fear, if you ain't got no money, little Dave, here's a student loan form. You can sign your life away to hit the big time.
Big time. Big time, bro, they can see your side. Big time, big time, big time.
Microphone Masters Radio on DubCNN.com. Yeah, we back, and I want to kind of get right into it. Obviously, what we do here is we play music, and the last thing that Blaze and I, while we opinionated and while Blaze is definitely, he has me holding my sides with his honest and raw opinions, the last thing that we ever want to do is create some unnecessary beef, because what's the purpose of it? And what I want to talk about real quick right now is media manufactured beef in hip hop. Now, one of the first things that come to mind when I start thinking about this was like the whole East Coast, West Coast thing from years past. That still, there's a big residue of that, I think, still in the game. But there was a track from Eminem, and the name of the track escapes me. But there was, he mentioned something along the lines of mentioning Jay-Z, how Kanye West referring to Jay-Z as one of the dopest, and how Kanye essentially didn't mention Eminem as being one of the dopest. And so a lot of these sites, these blog sites, were saying that Eminem was dissing Jay-Z and Kanye West. And to me, it made it seem as if they just wanted these folks to come to their sites, to click on these downloads, to listen to the track, to get their page views up, to try to manufacture something, some type of a beef in hip hop. And that really upsets me and it angers me, man. And I was wondering if you came across that track or saw anything about that, or just what your opinions are about manufactured
beef.
Hey,
but check this out. You gotta remember, half of hip hop got popular off some manufactured beef. I'm sorry, the same thing is, it's all WWE, dude. You know, it's all dramatized because everyone loves drama. All the people that steadily acting highbrow, like, oh, hip hop, those guys in there beefing, are the same ones that are, you know, the same ones that are keeping people doing it. And I mean, the other thing is, as much as folks like to pretend like they don't want to see that and like it's childish and immature, who the heck is clicking on all the links is giving these fools the attention that they want? Yeah. You know, and it's one of them things that, you know, that the people serve themselves by serving themselves. And it's a self-fulfilling prophecy, if you will. They want to see it. They want to act like they don't, but they want to reap the benefits. So, I mean, I think really hip-hop has just gotten to the media and hip hop have just gotten to the point where they're just mirroring each other. The hip hop media is duplicating what hip hop artists have done for so long. That's why all of a sudden you see producer beefs, dancer beefs. Come on, dog. Yeah, this dude didn't try to give me my credit. You know what I'm saying? I told him you gotta lift your arm right here after the four count. But you know what I'm saying? I got better dances than him. Yeah, come on, man. We just like to argue about stupid stuff, man. Like, I mean, none of it means nothing. You know what I'm saying? Every day, because I always looked at it, even like the Jay-Z Nas beef, right? I know they was really hot with each other and everything, but I always got to a point where I was like, I know these dudes are probably sitting up in Starbucks or something, laughing at everybody else taking sides. You know what I'm saying? So to me, I think it's no different than the WWE, because at the end of the day, Rock calls out, John Cena, and they beef and, stare each other down and get nose to nose. And at the end of the day, they cash in checks together. So it is what it is. I don't know.
Yeah, it just kind of infuriates me. I wish some of the it's one of those things where people know how to push each other's buttons. And I think these sites that do that, that engage in that, definitely know how to do it. And speaking
they're
of,
like schoolyard, dude, but they're like,
no, what's school, going on? Yeah,
they're like schoolyard bullies, yo. You know, in high school or in college or wherever you at, there's always that dude who's like the super instigator, right? And then you get the other sideline fools to be like, yeah, that fool said you was ugly. And then you get the other one, he said your mama cousin ugly. And then before you get it back to you, it's all of a sudden, he said your mama cousin likes your dog who said your other uncle was ugly. And that's how childish it really gets to, it really gets down to. Hey, but I'm going to tell you something, though. As much as we talk about childish and talk about irresponsibility, as much as people like to get all highbrow,
yeah,
I'm going to have to go ahead and say that, yeah, this right here, this is classic coonery. Keep it 100. My man Daz Dillinger. Dad's been in the game forever. Dad should be on a whole nother level of maturity, if you will. Dad should be basically getting his mini Snoop Dogg on.
Right.
However, Dad, in an effort to get somebody to give a crap, has decided he is going to sell a digital scale with his CD. And it wasn't good enough to just say, you know what? I'm helping these little ignorant jerk-offs who can't read or can't do math, so I'm gonna give them a scale so they can understand the conversion process. Should have been different if he'd have said that. Maybe the man wants to help people understand the conversion from the metric system to the English system. Because sometimes when you sitting there and somebody talking about, I got 15 pounds, and somebody else talking about, I got some kilograms, and you know what I'm saying? You're talking about grams and etc. Yeah, sometimes it gets difficult. My man said, you know what? If you buy my CD, I'm going to put a scale in it. And with that scale, you can measure marijuana. You can measure all kinds of other stuff, too. And all I could do after I heard that, all I could say was, wow, dog. I mean, is it really like that at this point in your career? Dad still puts out halfway decent music, dude. But yeah, is it really at that point now where we're just going to straight? I mean, dude, I'm telling you, every day in hip hop, I feel like the Boondocks was prophetic, man. Aaron Magruder is a prophet, straight up. There's, you got Isaiah, you got Joel, you got all these different prophets, and right there at the bottom with an asterisk is Aaron Magruder, care of the Boondocks. This right here, though, that Daz is doing, that's foolishness to me. That's just absolutely cooneristic ridiculousness, man.
Yeah, I don't care if it's just I don't care if it's just 100 limited packages. I don't care if it's 10,000 or 5. That had me saying, really? And this was what you're sitting around and you're trying to come up with your promotion. How are we gonna promote this album? Okay, we need to get on these sites to do this. We need to get to this magazine. All right, we need to make sure we hit these websites. We need to make sure that everything is available. You know what? I think what I need to do is do something, think outside the box.
What's next? We're gonna get a cookbook? We're gonna get somebody saying, I'm gonna show you how to cook. We've already had enough songs where I'm gonna show you how to cook crack, and et cetera. But the next thing we're going to get is a cookbook. It's going to be like, okay, you get this particular piece of... I'm not about to advocate some jerk off and figure it out. But right. you get these ingredients. You put this with this. You do that. And you got to cook. Come on, man. We got to be more responsible now. I'm not saying everything has to be super duper, you know, tidy tidy. What I am saying is, come on, man. Because then the next fool who gets caught up as a result of thinking they are the next big drug slanging cane killer, they will be that person who everybody's talking about, ooh, check out my free such and such t-shirt. Nah, fool, stay there. If you're going to put yourself in that position, why should I help you out?
Yeah.
And I don't even want to hear, because I know people are going to talk about, you know, but the government puts a situation so the man can never prosper in these situations. And I don't want to hear that, because when you up there, look, when they say speed limit is 55 and you decide to drive 75 because you late, that's your fault. I'm sorry, I can't get with it. So what I'm saying is, as artists, if we sitting there advocating foolishness on our tracks as it is, we talk reckless. I say stuff like, I'm going to kick your throat through your shins. I'm really not going to do that, though. But when you, I'm not going to send nobody. I mean, in my next album, on one song, I'm going to say, look, I'm going to bust you with a sledgehammer until your face hits your feet. And as my pack in, for the limited edition, I'm gonna sling a sledgehammer in there and say, yeah, let's do this. Come on, that's foolishness, y'all. We gotta do better than that. In the meantime, though, speaking of drugs, because I mean, my man don't talk about nothing else on a song.
Nothing else.
Soon as you see his name, you say, oh, it's about coke. I mean, my man Pusha T, for you know, with the clip from the clips, who's now running with Kanye and the Good Music and everything. He's got a song called My God. Now, I just want y'all to guess what the song is really going to be talking about. You know Pusha T and Eclipse. They got three albums at this point. All three of them, top to bottom. I push weight, coke, weight. Man, I got weight. I got snow. I got phrases for coke that I ain't even thought of before. God, man, anything you can think of that's white, I got it. That's what. Okay, but look. Anyway, Pusha T is coming up with My God. It's a dope song. Forget the subject matter. Believe that. We playing it regardless. Right now, you're on Microphone Masters. I happen to be Blaze Rock. My man J Love is with me, and we are going into again. Pusha T. We'll be back in a minute.
Bother with paying homage to forefathers. See the future like the car show floor models. Both feet in the snow so that my core follows. We don't mourn for the dead, nigga, we pour bottles. Drown sorrows, ocean blue, Murcielago. Started with Similac powder in a baby bottle. Yeah, the formula is warning ya. Crack kills, offerings to the coroner. Kill my eldest brother, nigga, I be damned. Gator at my mama house, welcome to zombie land. A hustler's paradise, a lucky paradise. Down 40, but a streak will have you square by night. Didn't bat an eye at it, kept the poker face. Cause the batter eye at it had the coca base. When you get to heaven's door, they won't hold a space. If you numb like the flesh on a smoker's face. It's no feeling like your bitch chin chilling right. You in Italian leather and you four-wheeling right. You know you up when you can count a quarter million right. And if you down, you can sling it like a pillow fight. I'm a wizard at it, nigga, here's the magic. Make a small town feel I threw a blizzard at it. Get the green from the scale like a lizard had it. Bear witness as I unveil this instant classic. Yes, my God. My God. My God. Yes. My God. My God. Yes. Yeah, the second coming's in the second verse. The first coming still here, so I'll need a hearse. I got a voodoo doll every time I pin the verse. Not only do they say they feel it, but they say it hurts. No pain, no gain, nigga. They say I'm heating up. Welcome to the flame, nigga. No matter the success, still the same nigga. I only changed when the new body came, nigga. Aerodynamic, roof panoramic. My credit score, let the dealer take full advantage. Paid over sticker price, cash underhanded. The old 12 a year early, I'm a time bandit. Gotta time manage when you heaving snow. Able to drop it all at 30 and be free to go. Only deal with divas, wanna need to know. Hear what you need to know is when you need to go. There'll be no waiting, I have no patience. This is the end for all my unrecognized greatness. I'm here now, nigga, pardon my lateness. You can hear in every bar and every cadence. Yeah, it's the new God flow, ain't it? The last supper for you niggas now repainted. Take position on the chessboard and rearrange it. Face to face with the truth, get reacquainted. Yes, my God. My God. My God. Yes. My God.
You are listening to Microphone Man. My God.
Yes.
My God.
What are you talking about? So I'm saying, my man said, my man, dude, I'm sorry, but the clips really just, I think one day they was at back at home in Virginia, and they was like, yo, what we gonna rap about, dog? And they was like, all right, we gonna rap about coke. So then a few years later, they was probably in the studio with somebody else on one of they cool, one of they kicking the dudes like Ab Liver, who's, you know, who's really dope. They probably was like, all right, so, what we gonna rap about today? And everybody probably just froze and made a look like, same thing we rap about every day. Come on, man. Nah, but they do, at least they do it and they dope. You know what I mean? I mean, at least it's not Waka Flock. I pull coke all day. Go on in the paint.
Fool, man,
right,
fool.
But listen, bro. I was looking online and you know, like we do from time to time on Microphone Masters, we reference some articles and stuff that we see on different websites. And so this time, this article kind of hit home because, you know, we're always preaching education. We always preaching non-ignoranceness. So in this case, the article is about some budget cuts shut down an established hip-hop program in an L.A. school. Now, this particular program has, on occasion, had legendary MCs and legendary hip-hop acts like KRS-One and MC Lyte hosting. They've also done some DJ retreats. I mean, just an overall well-rounded program that has a lot to do with hip-hop culture. So apparently, this particular charter school is about to have to terminate that program based on the fact that, again, once as always, ever increasing budget cuts. So, I got a question for you, Jay.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
I think for one, the fact that a program like that exists is when you think of how far hip hop has come, I think it's just so refreshing when you think of music is always viewed as a tool or as a medium or a way in which to get kids greater, more involved in school. And this is a great thing to do. It's sad that these budget cuts, it's sad that this is another victim of the ever-increasing budget cuts, whether it's with other social programs, like whatever, when you look at with the aging society, and so some of their programs being cut and all that. It really is sad, because I think it's gonna, there'll be hundreds and not thousands of kids that are gonna be, that'll miss out on this opportunity to find whatever that motivation is. It's not the fact that to say that they would go on to be aspiring artists, but to be, just because you're in a music class doesn't mean you aspire to be in the Philharmonic. It just means that music touches you in a certain way, so it might motivate you and you find inspiration in that music. So whether it's from DJing or whether it's from playing a violin, and I think that's, hip-hop is a part of that, and hip-hop can do that. And talking to artists or being able to be, have access to artists like KRS-One and MC Lyte, among others, and different accomplished DJs, I think that's a great thing. So it's definitely sad, and I think hopefully it comes back and when the economy starts to pick up, or for those folks who want to invest in the youth, can do that and move forward in that way. But yeah, it definitely caught my eye, and it's definitely a sad state of events for sure.
Well, you know what, I'm gonna come across as the dissenting opinion, but here's my thing, bro. What about, I mean, we got all these kids right now who can't seem to read, mm-hmm. who can't seem to do math, who can't right. seem to do anything of relative substance, and I'm saying that not because I don't think hip hop is of substance, but I am saying it because if you can't do anything else, what good is knowing about hip hop culture? It's just like somebody who, you know, who studies jazz or something else, but they don't have the basic faculties to form a decent sentence.
True.
And I mean, we've spent, hip hop especially, we spend so much time focusing on foolishness that we've influenced so many people to drop anything that's of real value to them. You know, going to school is unimportant. You go to school so you can cipher. You know what I'm saying? You don't go to school because you need to learn anything. And I get that half these schools aren't worth the paper that's being distributed in them. But I'm saying there's a responsibility of us as a community, as us as students or people in general, and to those people themselves to know that there's an achievement that needs to be made. So I feel, while I do feel bad about the fact that this program is being cut, what about what about all these other programs that are being cut as well that have a bigger impact on whether some of these kids become fruitful citizens? And I don't mean fruitful as becoming some employee slave to a call center. I mean the people who are getting into math, getting into engineering, getting into, you know, into literature and things like that that really have some type of impact upon the culture. Innovation impacts the culture way more than art. And I mean, no matter what, the art will always follow the innovation. I think we need to spend more time working on innovation, working on the future, as much as we do worrying about the past. But like I said, I'm still bothered that a program like this has to get cut. I'm bothered anytime a program of, you know, that's of true value like this program is cut, despite the fact the curriculum is basically hip hop. So
I think we're going to your point. I think it's definitely having a balance is key, because I know you played high school sports, and obviously you played college sports as well. And I think for myself, if I didn't have access to some of the programs that I had when I was in junior high school and high school, I was fortunate in that. Nowadays, when you look at society, you have folks that they can't. Oh, you want to be on the basketball team? Yeah, you're good enough, but you got to pay this $500 for the court for the year and blah blah blah, this, that, and the other because of budget cuts.
Right.
And I think for myself, what hip hop did for me, what the reason why I started to gravitate towards hip hop and at least writing and becoming an MC was because of my love for English and writing papers and all that. I didn't mind those assignments and writing those papers, so I was able to express myself in a different way.
But I think the difference is you still had a foundation. You have a lot of these dudes and cats who just can't spell. They can't put together a decent sentence. The only sentence they know how to put together is, you know, the type of rhyming that you do and the type of writing that you do in a rhyme. And I mean, as an MC myself, kind of with the same point that you're making, is like, you know, I've always been interested in writing. I've always been interested in poetry and et cetera. But I know how to write a cohesive sentence. I know how to write a coherent sentence, for that matter. And I think a lot of people are foregoing the foundation of it, foregoing the baseline and just jumping to the fact that I'm going to be a rapper, son. You know, and I mean, and while that's great and everything, I think people have to think about the fact that, you know, hip hop and being on the stage and being, you know, a prosperous artist is really just like being in the NBA. There's only so many teams and so many players, and that number is, I mean, extremely small compared to the amount of people. So I always wonder, it's like, how do you put all of your everything into being only something as opposed to putting yourself in a position to be something else?
True indeed. I like that. So yeah, and that's the type of stuff. It's thinking and not just relying on hip hop as that in that one limited, small, boxed in way. So yeah, I like Absolutely. So valid points. So we're gonna get into Raekwon, because you know Raekwon, he got lots of things to talk about. Song called Molasses. And so just for that, I think next week we're going to play our song Molasses that we have that we've had. So we're going to bring that. Bring it back.
Yeah.
Raekwon featuring Ghostface and Rick Ross and Top Dollar Raz called The Plague. So Raekwon, Top Dollar Raz. So it's Microphone Masters Radio on WCNN.com. Check it out.
What's the prognosis, great-minded?
You know what it is, man.
Ain't nothing, just swimming in life, you know? So good as shit, man.
Word up, man. So, yo, you go around the corner. He got nourishment over there waiting for you, man. You know what I'm saying? Tell you, Barlaw, I said, what's good?
Who was up in the spot last night?
Word to the gold Panameras. Into the wood grain in my labo. I go the extra mile, my flow scalpels. Crew cuts to older niggas. The game room is just the same goons where niggas catch visions from killing capos. Palestinian armor. Golden rocket launcher. My aunt, she copped it for me. Bought it in Rwanda. Sea demon scheming. Niggas get live in the beat. I'm sure to shank shit up like Morgan Freeman. Pussy getting rapper, rich nigga, one-on-one rents, niggas and incidents. My fingerprints bent so up, we sell love slinging like Siemens. The snortable beamers, they love calling niggas names out, you screaming. Feds try to trap us and plus tap us, niggas that grab us. Throw you in a wrestle, yo, clap ups. Catch me at the Stephen King mansion with four of my Branson niggas with me. Me and Brittany, a glancer. Know your shit authentic by the way your hat fit on your wittig. I'm like the Blair Witch nigga in the Rennage. Curtains in the 5'7 chunky. Being short, bagging dope up in the back seat. Your packages warm, holding my girl wedding ring. She met a gang, name is Beretta King. Living out Beretta and she never leave me. Flow freely, this is all graffiti. The cloth I'm cut from is straight from a rich nigga Grady. Yo, Scarface gangsters, criminal niggas up in the trenches. Army coats on, playing the benches. Getting paper slide, that's the motto. Intelligent goons inside $100,000 whip follow. Scarface gangsters, criminal niggas up in the trenches. Army coats on, playing the benches. Getting paper slide, that's the motto. Intelligent goons inside $100,000 whip follow.
Still gritty, lead a pretty to the females. The watch mother pearl wear the seashells. Pick up the litter, how this nigga picking paper up. Twitter thug, I'm the timeline strangler. Get him up, banging dangerous as angel dust. Cuban link smoking stink in the Brinks truck. I run with killers who snort powder, extort cowards. Ankle monitors, undergarments, so fuck showers. I give a fuck what you talking about. Bar meetings, we them only niggas walking out. Sparking purple once a nigga done spaghetti slurping. Fly away in my new Scaglady surfing.
Yo, Scarface gangsters, criminal niggas up in the trenches. Army coats on, playing the benches. Getting paper slide, that's the motto. Intelligent goons inside $100,000 whip follow. Scarface gangsters, criminal niggas up in the trenches. Army coats on, playing the benches. Getting paper slide, that's the motto. Intelligent goons inside $100,000 whip follow.
We in the back roasting marshmallows, bottles of Krug. The dialogue is them big chain niggas is rude. Lord Library scholars. Potatoes over the 38s with ball heads, all live wires. 11 homes, 6 trust funds. Came home from doing the dime. We just left Hunt straight up. And we standing over stoves and denim jabots. Brought a Dairy Queen in Queens right next to Lowe's. Our max theater is Astoria Waldorf. Philip Drummond sweet, pretty young thing sucking my balls off. Bubble baths, hash, suited up, eyes closed, silk drawers, fronting in my key lime pie wallows. And I still got a half a key in D. Frank Lucas shit, hitting in coffins, flying overseas. And if you ever try to ruin my night, I'ma make sure my best pawn put like 3 in your kite. Shot caller, laying in big loss. Rock a Gibraltar on my pinky joint, killing like Hawker. Daytime hawker, nasty street author. Me, Ray, and Rick Uzi'd out in the portraits. Case, we got a Warner bro like Malcolm Jamal. I'm a Falcon, 7 Mike Vick with the ball. Cause I can hurt one, hurt two. Disrespect, I hunt you down. Ain't a motherfucking crew we can't run through.
Yo, Scarface gangsters, criminal niggas up in the trenches. Army coats on, playing the benches. Getting paper slide, that's the motto. Intelligent goons inside $100,000 whip follow. Scarface gangsters, criminal niggas up in the trenches. Army coats on, playing the benches. Getting paper slide, that's the motto. Intelligent goons inside $100,000 whip follow.
Army shit, nigga. Camouflage gorilla shit, nigga. You know what it is, man. Relax, talk.
That crack calls a hell of a wreck. Around here is code name, it's Oedipus Rex. I seen things get scared. Guys, they own eyes out, but they can still smell in here when the pie's out. That crack rock bumpy like burl. You can feel it with your fingers while they measure on the scale. Welcome to hell, the humble don't prevail. Devil got F a cheap by crack on wholesale. These OT fine, we in the motel. 666 fiends ring on the doorbell. Forgive us, Lord give us strength to survive. This world is so vicious. They give us more liquor. Match me than hell, I was as Morticia. I live up in a far rock jungle. Get shot if they ever see you stack bundles. You praying to God, why bother? Most girls get on their knees for our father. In exchange for drugs for their mama. Poor daughters, where's karma?
She been out since 12 on the corner. Push up bra, high heels, and red garters. Open for death, Russian roulette, different partners. Suicide, hard task, but life's harder.
It's a city, it's a plague, it's a goddamn shame where we live. What it is, BX, Far Rock, more stress, hard knocks. It's a city, it's a plague, it's a goddamn shame where we live. What it is, BX, Far Rock, more stress, hard knocks.
Even if you make it, congratulations, but you've got no forms of formal training. Only way to survive the durations to pray to a pagan god, a gold mason. Go cry to Allah, Lord save him from low wages, subpar subordination. Cats willing to die to call Satan with a false notary board to hold sanction. Why you fighting so hard? Stop straining. We've yet to see a parade that's not raining. Every day of the week, this cop's training to betray us. In our language, it ain't worth the time to be patient. Petty crimes get us a trial to be taken. We ain't even surprised they playing favorites. Who's in them court cases? Caucasians. Don't dare to slip. Coordination's a big part in being part of the correlation. There's a definite raise in probation as soon as you reach a race and location. It's an arm and leg to make payment. Paper is worth Nathan, thanks to Reagan. You be getting a glimpse of trained hatred. Better off being in cage for vacation.
It's a city, it's a plague, it's a goddamn shame where we live. What it is, BX, Far Rock, more stress, hard knocks. It's a city, it's a plague, it's a goddamn shame where we live. What it is, BX, Far Rock, more stress, hard knocks.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio on dubcnn.com.
Yes.
So, yo, that song Raekwon, Ghost, featuring Ghostface and Rick Ross. Now, I know there's got to be some folks out there when they saw the song and before they listened to it or if they came across it already. Rick Ross with Raekwon. Now, come on.
Yeah, man.
Come on, now. Come on. I thought the song was dope. I know you a Rick Ross fan, and I'm not necessarily a Rick Ross fan, but the dude can spit. So it's not like I'm not a fan because I don't think he can rap.
When he wants to, he can bring it, dude. And I mean, I think that's my thing, dude. I look at it like I don't care what he talks about on any other record, but I'm saying if the man brings it when he needs to bring it, I'm all for it. On this song, he brought it, dude. I mean, I didn't feel like, oh, here come Rick Ross. Oh man. No, I felt like, you know, I felt like he did what he was supposed to. I mean, he's on there with two greats, and I think he did what he needed to do. I know a lot of people, just like you said, who are on forums, and they saw that this was a song that Ray had for his album, and they immediately looked at the tagline and said, featuring Ghostface and Rick Ross. And they was like, yeah, that's whack. Did you hear it? Nah, that's whack, son. I don't like the track list. I don't get that. I mean, you know, I mean, and on that note, though, if anybody who's listened to the song goes to hip-hop forum, almost every hip-hop forum does it, they post up the track list for an upcoming CD, and then you get people talking about, yeah, this CD look tight. How the hell? Huh? Like, oh, you heard it? Nah, the track list look tight. So some names look tight, right?
Super Duper Pimp Juice, that song look like.
It's oh, man, tight. That's about to be crazy. Nah, man, come on. I don't get that. But my point is, we do love to give credit where credit is due. To me, credit is definitely due to the classics. I mean, I'm already looking forward to the new joint, Shaolin vs. Wu-Tang by Raekwon. So I think, you know, this just kind of adds a little fuel to the fire. Before we move on to one other thing, I do have to say, if you have not, or if you haven't thought about it, go to iTunes or something, listen to the new Rex album. You owe it to yourself to at least hear it, but more so you owe it to him to buy it. The man does what he's supposed to. There's a ton of great production on it. There's a ton of great rhymes on it. He brings an album that's worth every dime. Another record I say you should definitely check out that's just released or should be released. I lose track at this point, but Lupe Fiasco, that Lasers album is really dope, and I think it's cool because, you know, he basically does his thing. He's a very talented writer, very talented spitter. He does his thing basically over some hip-hop beats that are like what we would almost say are pop beats. We would almost say are, you know, popular beats, the type of mainstream crossover beats, but he brings it, you know, lyrically. Everything he's saying, if you can't get something from that album, you probably need to hang yourself with a spiked bat. So, but anyway, speaking of general hip hop angst.
And before you get to that, we're gonna be hooking up with Rex, and we're gonna have a conversation with Rex coming up in the near future on Microphone Masters. But yeah, go on to what you were saying, man.
You know, I almost thought about putting 25th Hour as my ringtone, because that song is insane. And Primo just did it up, and then on top of that, Rex absolutely murdered it. Though I wonder how he did that video in the cold, man. every time I see a video like that in the cold, man, I thank God that I live in Arizona. But has hip hop become its own enemy? And that's a straight up question. I know that question has a ton of different directions it can be taken. But what we're looking at is, you know, if you go around the forums on the internet that have to do with hip hop, or just listen to hip hop news or hip hop radio shows and this like that, don't you seem to notice it's a lot of bickering and arguing, and man, I don't like him, and he didn't give me props, and he disrespected my crew, and our shirts are better than yours. And so I'm starting to wonder, and I've posed this question to a couple of people that I respect, but you know, I'm starting to wonder, is hip hop really that old, grouchy, crotchety, old, mean old man now, as opposed to what it used to be, where it's like, you know, this hungry, you know, bouncing around, youthful, like rebel, you know, rebellious type of thing? It's like, has hip hop really just become that old crotchety man that just mad at everything?
I think yes, because, and I'll give a couple of reasons. I kind of compare it to this. If you think of equated to sports, you think since you play baseball, hopefully I don't mess up this analogy and this example, but if you're a hitter, if you're a slugger, and you keep swinging, and all of a sudden you stop hitting home runs, and you're trying to, and instead of, and you're not looking at your swing the right way, and you just fall into bad habits, and it doesn't happen overnight, it happens over time, and before you know it, you've adopted all these bad habits. Maybe your foot is in the wrong place, or your center, your balance is off, and so in order to correct it or get it back to where it was, it takes a concentrated effort. So I think what's happened now is, whereas now when artists are coming out there, and let's use a random artist, let's say you're talking to Game, and you say, Game, so tell me what's going on with hip hop. Do you think hip hop is, what do you think about the, you think there's innovation in hip hop? Nah, there's not innovation in hip hop, but my album brings it.
Yes.
Instead of saying, yes, we're moving forward, and my album is another step in that direction, it's always, no, but this is what's gonna solve it. And I think it's that centered, self-centeredness, because hip hop is that braggadocio, that's the art form that we love. It's gotten to the point where we've adopted all these bad habits, and so every time it's, oh yeah, it's so and so dope.
He cool, but I'm real dope.
Yeah, you can't really give anybody their props unless they're in your crew, because you can say so-and-so is okay, but then he's gonna sign you, and you say, you know what, I always thought so homeboy was dope, I always knew he had the lyrics. Come on, let's just be honest.
Nah, that's real. I totally agree with that. It's just a lack of respect, and I think, you know, a lot of us just don't know no better, and I don't know how we teach that. I don't know how that changes, because there's really no reason to change it at this point. It's been a profitable situation for so many people, so I don't know, man.
I think if one of the things that could get us back to getting in the right direction is if we can just be honest and say, yeah, so-and-so's album was the album of the year.
Nah, and we can't be honest. We can't be honest.
He got me in the lab.
Nah, ain't none of that honesty stuff, homeboy. Nah, we don't do honesty in hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? Because if I tell you your album is whack or your song is whack, then of course I'm a hater. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We don't do honesty. Nah, that's not how we do things. We want you to come up with as much hyperbole as you possibly can to describe the album that you did, because that album pretty much sounds like the other 15 mixtapes you did this year. Honesty is not involved in hip-hop. And if somebody's listening right now and they believe what I'm saying to be the truth and don't recognize the sarcasm, again, please hang yourself with an Aquafina bottle this time. All right, but yo, so real quick, we got a couple songs we're gonna get into. One of them is by Spose. Can't Get There From Here. It's actually a pretty dope song. Another one is Dumbfound Dead, No Strings Attached. I think this song is kind of cool. It's very different. It's a different style, different attitude to it. It's really fresh. And like I said, we always like to bring something new to the Microphone Masters listeners on dubcnn.com. So we're going to get into those songs real quick. Spose, Can't Get There From Here. Dumbfound Dead, No Strings Attached. When we come back, we're going to hit y'all off with some stuff to get a hold of us and communicate with the two of us and with dubcnn.com as well. So, with that said, I'm Blaze Rock. He is J-Love. We're going to hit y'all with the good music.
Everybody throw your hands up right now. Make some noise. Hailing from the state.
With no rims on the whip and no collagen lips, I rip through the state of Maine with the halogens lit. I'm not Rick, but I spit slick. I'm ripping and making the fakest the rappers who think they're sinking my shit. Quick, quick, all aboard from the state where they think we all meet. With our cousins with no indoor plumbing, moose by the baker's dozen. We got lakes, lakes, ponds, deer on lawns, puff up on chrome. Rocking long johns, fat verses over, purchase 30 racks of beer. Made peers laugh and cheer, throw a hand up in the atmosphere. Cause everybody knows my name like the cast of Cheers. But they say I shouldn't rap from here. I made it finally. Puffed all kind of leaves. Whack rapper time to leave. Rhyme sick, Lyme disease. Pine trees, skate rails. Well, mostly white trophy wives rock fake nails at bake sales. And all the haters say, Spose, are you out of your brain? Rapping from Maine? You must be insane. Or delusional. Please quit the beats and retreat to the cubicle. You
can't get
You must have lost your mind. I mean, those rhymes, they were fine for the time. But you
can't get that from me.
You're from the easternmost, northernmost, boredom-soaked state. You can't be great.
You can't get that from me.
From where teenage moms and their babies dwell. Where people downgrade from c*** to pill. Where the wives get beat and no one hears them yell. And it's not Compton or Brooklyn or ATL. We spend most times weird because the coastline's scenic. But the chances of succeeding are slimmer than a bulimic. Still, I put my life in rhyme form and recorded it on my debut and stayed true to my coordinates. No, never reported it. Ask my subordinates since back when my weird had more seeds than tournaments. I'm going for the gold as if that wasn't obvious. And stopping Spose, that's like trying to handcuff an octopus. Wake up every morning, wrote a new verse. Even if I wasn't winning, I wasn't a loser. Look, if you want to excel like huge shirts, doesn't matter what your zip code is, just do work. Are you out of your brain? You're rapping from Maine? You must be insane.
You can't get that from me.
Or delusional. Please quit the beats and retreat to the cubicle.
You can't get that from me.
You must have lost your mind. I mean, those rhymes, they were fine for the time. But you
can't get that from me.
You're from the easternmost, northernmost, boredom-soaked state. You can't be great.
You can't get that from me.
They say you can't get there from here without magic. Well, poof, I Google Maps did. I'm there maxing. I seen them laughing, now the main attraction. And when I die, they'll pour out all their past in my absence. Steered off course, your path, I'm the captain. Crunch time all day, cereal with my actions. No need for lucky charms, just a bit of passion. To make it from where frosted flakes fall to relaxing. Yeah, fools, use tricks on silly rabbits. Did it just for kicks when I started out rapping. And I grew up in Maine, so they said it'll never happen. But we got the alphabet too, and I'm nasty. Coming to kill it ability, some of the illest they ever did see, and they love it. They haven't a crumb on my skill, and I'm sunning the dumbest of villains. I'm cunning the stomach, the summon, no vomiting from it. Above all the beef and the killing and bluffing, I'm bigger than something above when you're drinking, you're pooping your stuff. Call me Spose, are you out of your brain? Rapping from Maine? You must be insane.
You can't get that from me.
Or delusional, please quit the beats and retreat to the cubicle.
You can't get that from me.
You must have lost your mind. I mean, those rhymes, they were fine for the time, but you
can't.
You're from the easternmost, northernmost, boredom-soaked state. You can't be great.
You can't get that from me.
Or so they say. So they say. To my man Cam Pro. Nicky 1. F4. And to them other.
brother. Into the mother.
Educated advocate.
Keep on.
To lab seven.
Keep on.
Lucha and Eliza.
Keep on.
To my man Food Stamp.
Keep on and on.
To all my artsy chicks, gonna have a one night stand, baby. No strings attached. At an art show just for the free booze, filled with the bougie schmooze and trying to be cool. Then a pretty little thing pointed at a painting, asked me what I thought but didn't know what I was saying. I mumbled some shit about Warhol, then played it off, changed the subject, then proceeded with my mating call. Asked her a bunch of unnecessary questions, did hit on her using some corny art reference like, girl, your body's like a masterpiece. She responded like, oh wow, now that was cheesy. She said, calm down, be relaxed and easy. And I almost fell in love when she passed the bleezy. Didn't ask for her name, she didn't ask for mine. I just whispered in the ear, girl, your ass is fine. What a classic line. Let's grab a glass of wine and go back to your crib or go back to mine.
Well, I don't need to know a thing about your past. No, I just want one night with you. No strings attached. And I know that we might not be
her small studio apartment, clothes scattered everywhere and little dog barking, growling and giving me that stanky look, with her coffee tabletops filled with Banksy books, with a crate full of records, kitchen floor checkered, and a framed up poster of Audrey Hepburn. I don't care what she's into, I'm into her, and just one night of fire will prevent the burn. Let's take our clothes off before the buzzkill, roll with the punches like we're taking love pills, sweat like you're pedaling your fixie uphill. This ain't love, baby, this is just how love feels. Let's chill one night till the sunlight. This is just fun, right? And we're just young, right? I'ma kiss you down to your tattooed little hands. Wake up to crushed up Pabst Blue Ribbon cans.
I don't need to know.
Pictures of her man, pictures of them together on a trip to Japan. This is one night, no strings, so I could give a damn. Some of the best nights end up never being planned. She a graphic designer, I'm a passionate rhymer. Maybe one day she can design me a rap flyer. I ain't know much about her, but I know enough. We got up the next morning and then rolled one up. Got high, locked eyes, and made out a bit. Ordered some takeout and grubbed out like pigs. Spent a lazy Sunday with one cool chick. Not a single regret, I wouldn't undo shit. We knew what was up, you can call us both sluts. But we woke up feeling like a million bucks. I just picked up my wallet and my keys from the ground. Didn't exchange numbers, I'll see you around.
No, I don't need to know.
Listening to Microphone Masters Radio on DubCNN.com. So you know the roll call. You know how to check it out. Make sure every Monday that you check it for the podcast. And you know DubCNN Radio with our boy J-Double. You got to make sure you support that. That podcast comes out every Friday. Check DubCNN.com for all the interviews and all the fly interviews and all the music and everything and all the news and updates.
I think one of these days we're going to have to do like a crossover. You know what I'm saying? You know how like Batman and Superman had a crossover joints and everybody loves a crossover. And I think, you know, we have my man J-Double over here on Microphone Masters, and we jump over there with him on the WCNN Radio, and I think it'll be a crazy event as it always is, because we like to spice it up. Even though spice is illegal in Arizona now, and I don't even know why some fool would want to smoke crystals and out of, you know, bath salts and whatnot. But whatever, you know, you got to do what you got to do to get your high. But We still are Microphone Masters, and we still are on Dub CNN, and it's still dope simply because we're here. And even though it's March now, there's always time for Black History Facts.
Yes, indeed. So now, if you remember, some of y'all remember a Mos Def album, it was the one that was supposed to be the Black Jack Johnson album.
And oh, you're talking about the New Danger?
The New Danger. And yeah. So that the album or his band was going to be named after the first African-American world heavyweight boxing champ, which was Jack Johnson.
Right.
And so in 1908, Jack Johnson became the world heavyweight boxing champ. He knocked out Tommy Burns in Australia. And a funny little fact is that racists, they were so appalled, black man be that held the title, that they started to search for the great white hope to regain it. So when you think of, when you see some of those movies, there was a funny movie years ago. It wasn't all that funny anyway, but it had Samuel L. Jackson in it. It was called The Great White Hope, Great White Hope. And then you always hear that when it comes to boxing, is he the next great white hope? And so that's where that phrase comes from. But so heavyweight champion, when you think of all that, the beating down somebody and trying to take on it's almost like trying to create a paradigm shift. And I won't say it was that dramatic, but it was definitely something that was definitely shocking, but definitely for the white folks out there. So Jack Johnson, so that's the black fact, all right?
Yeah.
And you know, you can hit us up, follow us on Twitter, Mike Masters Radio, MIC Masters Radio, and you know, hit us up, MikeMastersRadio@gmail.com, all the MCs. Just let us know what you think, because we love doing this. We want to, you know, we want to hear what you think as well. So, this one's a little bit different, and I'll be honest with this one. Zion I and the Grouch is called Rocket Man. I thought it was kind of different, cool, different. Y'all listen to it. Tell us what y'all think.
I don't like it. I don't care what y'all say. Y'all can like it all you want, but I don't like it. Negative.
Eat your asparagus. Anyway, Zion I and the Grouch, Rocket Man. It's Microphone Masters Radio on WCNN.com.
Yes, yeah. Sir.
The truth is hard to swallow, baby, get a bigger bottle. You ain't going full throttle, this'll make you crawl, though. Inside is where we all know what's right and wrong. All draw slow, let the flaws go till they grow into a model that everybody follows, even though foundation's hollow. Like thinking you're a father just because you made a daughter, or daily chasing dollars. Now that ain't it, we all know. I could be a baller, rather answer my call, though. I'm raw, yo, spit hype. What's also, we ain't gonna lose. It ain't the shoes and it ain't all the smoke. Mirrors see you clearer, start with you just like Michael did. I could change your world with this music more than rifles. Shoot, it's a gift, it's a curse. Talking about your birth, now what you're worth. Not in gold, but in your soul, mature and we can flourish. Lately we've been discouraged, uncherished, and malnourished. Repeat it like you a parrot, regurgitate like other birds. So far from just some words, if we're assertive, we'll be heard. What's the verdict? What's deserved? So what if I struck a nerve? I suck if it's just a curve. That ruckus is just a blur. Won't last past the blast off. I'm on to other worlds.
This one goes out to you. All my soldiers around the world. Put your wand up in the air. If you are a rocket man. Say I am a rocket man.
Tight of melanin. Listen what I'm telling you. Solomon was wise, but too many wives was killing him. Learn to be a rocket. We exist in subatomic levels. All them devils that you keep in your pocket. Return to they sender. Getting burned in your optic. Not a cycle has a logic. Some would call it cosmic. Shoot it like a rocket man. I adopt a proper plan. Am I prepared? Where? Future world is here. Up out of this atmosphere, but I still see clear. Spread more love, no fear. Gotta be sure as we get near. Coming up on a higher zone. No, you'll never be alone. Feel the bass within your dome. When I'm in space, I feel at home. I'm in another dimension. We hold the key to this life's destiny. I'm a lost dream haunting around your city. OGs spreading the seeds. We seek peace.
This one goes out.
is Microphone Masters Radio on DubCNN.com. So as I said, I know Blaze did like. I thought the song was, all right, I played it because I like Zion.
No.
And the Grouch, sometimes the Grouch can go a little bit here and there.
Negative.
With his stuff.
Yeah.
It was. Nah. I mean, so y'all just let us know what you think about that.
Whack.
If you want us to hit the repeat on that one and play it again on a future episode.
It ain't no pump it or dump it. You know, it's gone, son. It's gone. I like Zion I, man. I like the Grouch. There's a couple songs Grouch has done over the years that I got down with, and I was like, that's tight. I like Zion I. This song just ain't the one. Yeah, everybody swing and miss every once in a while.
Sometimes with, say, for example, like with the Grouch, or even when, I remember when, this is going back, when Freestyle Fellowship first dropped, when they dropped the Griots and their debut album, their major label debut, and everybody was saying, yo, this Freestyle Fellowship is dope, and the magazines were on the tip, and they were jocking the West Coast group, and so I went out and I bought it, and I said,
Man. I'm not gonna go. Okay, I'm gonna drop a little haterade because sometimes it must be filled. It's better than Drake.
Okay,
it's better than Drake. And I'm gonna say going forward on Microphone Masters Radio, my rating system will all be based on Drake.
You mean like, so I did it when I did it and I
exactly. If it's better than Drake, then you know I'm not gonna hate too much. If it's worse than Drake, we got a problem. I don't know how much monotony and bad singing we can go for and call it artistically creative and great.
And for those of you that haven't seen, I know you've seen this before, Blaze, the Affion Crockett,
the things he does on Drake.
So on point.
It's uncanny though. It's like at one point you kind of think to yourself, is he even trying to be funny or is he just doing it? Because I mean, there's an impression and then there's imitation, and like, and you kind of like, hey man, that's really how he sounds though. That's really what he does. That's his style. I'm not a fan. I mean, you know, like when I first heard of Drake, I was like, oh, Wheelchair Jimmy from Degrassi, yo. He rapping though. Oh, he even trying to sing. And then all of a sudden he started really trying to sing. And I was like, no, don't do it, Wheelchair Jimmy, no.
Yeah.
And then he just really started feeling himself, and then everybody gassed him up.
I think with Drake.
Go ahead.
I was gonna say, I think with Drake, the one, what was it, the Aston Martin music?
Yeah,
I loved his verse on that, but the singing, because it's all of a sudden it comes out of nowhere. It's
what is it? You'd be like, can I get Chrisette Michelle back on here real quick? In five, but no, I mean my other problem though, you know, all right, really, I can't understand where some of these dudes get their buzz from. And I know buzz is a manufactured term by the media and interested parties, but man, Drake just all of a sudden was like, everybody was like, Drake, 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 Drake. And I kept thinking, you know, he can rap, but he doesn't.
Right.
He's kind of one of those dudes like we talked about previously where it's like, you know, he can do it, but he just doesn't. Right. And because he doesn't, I feel like I feel. Because his album, for example, man, the beats just overshadowed him something fierce. And I kept feeling like I was hearing Lil Wayne's little sister. So I don't know. I'm just unhappy with that. And I'm probably never going to be satisfied. And so now the Marlos Hill Blaze Rock Microphone Masters Radio rating system is officially the Drake system. You're worse than Drake on my ears. We got a problem. If you worse than Drake on my ears, we probably going fool, WTF.
Oh goodness. So
I think we're out of here, dude. I think we've more than used up our time, more than used up the moments of interest that we have of the faithful constituents of the Microphone Masters Radio family. Because everybody uses family. Like, yeah. I don't know you, but we family, son. I don't know you, but we family. Make sure you go out and buy my record. But we family. I love my fans and my family. Nah, but We love y'all.
So, thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for listening. Check us next time. We having a good time. Hope you have as much fun as we do, because you can tell this is all genuine. It's Microphone Masters Radio on DoveCNN.com. For my dude, Blaze Rock, I'm J-Love. Catch us next time. Are you kidding?